Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. I am so excited and delighted because we're going to have a double show. We're going to have two special guests on the Alfreda Love Show. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family and my friends and all of you who are listening, all of my friends in media and anyone out there who's listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to begin the show by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy to endure forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you helped us to make it through this day, Lord. We thank you for the present moment. We thank you for each guest and each listener who is on the line, those who will listen later, Lord. And we just thank you for the platform, and we thank you for the opportunity to interview with these two ladies today, Lord, as they have given up their time and they want to highlight the gifts that you have given unto them. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each listener and would you bless the harvest that is coming. The harvest is plenteous for these two young ladies, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless this particular show, this ministry, to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I would like to introduce our 8 o'clock guest. This is our first guest for today. And this particular guest is a gospel sensation. She's a singer, a songwriter. She's an ordained elder, and she's an entrepreneur. So she wears many hats. She has been singing since the tender age of 7. She truly has a heart of God. And in November, she was blessed to release her CD entitled Believe, which is a very powerful, powerful word. And her vocal abilities captures you to want to know more about God. And I tell you what, as these two ladies were on the line, I could just feel their anointing, and you just feel so comfortable, and you know that you're in the midst of two ladies who love God as much as you do or more. Amen. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Psalmist Alicia Everett. Miss Everett, are you on the line?
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
Amen, amen. Now, Miss Alicia, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your music ministry?
No, I don't mind. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I like that. I like that. All right. Well, please tell listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, I am a Mississippi girl, born and raised.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, being in Mississippi, we love to eat good country food. I'm a family woman. Uh-huh. I have two beautiful children, teenagers. So knowing that, you know, I need much prayer to keep my strength in the Lord with those two.
Amen. I know what you mean.
Yes.
All right.
My singing, singing ministry, it began when I was at the age of 7. I was chosen by God to preach his gospel when I was only 15 years old. And so ministry is my life. Currently, I pastor Tallahassee and Cooper City churches. And God has blessed me with many gifts. I love doing hair. I love cooking. I love writing. But the one gift that tops them all is ministry.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Excellent. So speaking of ministry, what inspired you to begin singing and ministering to people?
Well, whenever I listen to music, I discovered that it gave me peace and it gave me an indescribable joy. So I wanted others to experience that same joy that I experienced when I listened to music or when I was in worship services and I would practice at home the songs that I would hear in church. And I would be in my grandmother's living room, and I would sing, and I would use the hymn book. And based on my feeling that I got when I was singing, I wanted to give that same feeling out to others, and that inspired me to sing.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your songs and what message you would like for the listeners to receive?
Yes, as you already stated, you know, Believe is my single that I released. The song is based on the scripture, Hebrews 11:1, which says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." People today need to understand that they should always have faith in God, not man. As we all know, we need to have faith in God. And we all know man will fail us, and we need to keep that focus on the scripture that tells us to trust in God.
All the songs
that I write possess this same message of faith, hope, and joy, knowing that God is always there.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals in relation to your ministry and your CD that you just released?
Well, my short-term goal for this year is to release, you know, my full album to the world. And my long-term goal is to one day start my own record company.
Good. That is excellent. And what are you doing now to work towards that record company?
Well, what I'm doing now, I am, you know, just working with other people in the industry, finding out what they're doing and what has helped them, and finding out, you know, from other artists what they feel is missing from some of the record companies that are already out there. So I'm really working hard to build a strong foundation first with my own ministry and letting people learn about me, so whenever I get this company started, they'll know who I am through my music ministry and through my preaching ministry as well.
Excellent. And I like what you said. You said, when I get it started. That means that you're already speaking it into existence, and it will happen if you continue to believe. You are on the right road. That is excellent, Miss Alicia. Okay. Now, who are some of your influential gospel artists and why?
Well, this might sound strange to you. Kirk Franklin is my favorite gospel artist.
Yes.
And one reason why Kurt is my favorite gospel artist is he took gospel to another level, and he was not afraid to be himself. And
that's
one
right.
thing I had to learn was to be myself. You know, a lot of times when people in church, they sing, they try to mimic other people. They try to be someone else. And I had to learn to be myself. And that's very important, is to have confidence in who God has made you. Tamla Mann is another artist that I truly love. To me, she is an example of perseverance. She never gave up on her dream. And I use these two artists as my guide. I watch them real close, and I feel that they are the ones that a lot of people should pay more attention to. I know Kurt Franklin's been out there a long time, and he's very famous and very popular, but he not only is an artist, he is I'll say, the epitome of ministry, and so is Tamla.
Amen. And guess what, Miss Everett? You just named two Texans, amen, because they both from Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we on the good page now. We on the good foot.
Yes.
All right. Great, great. Now, do you have any upcoming events or projects, whether it's singing or any kind of events that's coming up?
Yes, I do. On next month, I'll be singing with the Voices of Victory Gospel Celebration. And one of the longtime gospel artists in the quartet arena is Andrew Cheers and the Songbirds. So I'll be singing with them on next month. And I'm looking forward to that. And very, very excited because this will be my first concert in my hometown as a solo artist.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Okay. Now, would you like to share anything else about your books, music, or you have any other comments?
Yes. I want to say, you know, my music is uplifting, and it will be something that is full of jazz. Jazz is another music that I love to listen to. So it'll be filled with joy, a lot of excitement, a lot of movement, because I like to move. You know, I was a dancer when I was out in the world. I'm still a dancer. So my music is going to be full of excitement. I'm going to do a lot of movement because I believe in having fun with God. You know, ministry should be uplifting. It should be full of joy. It shouldn't be sad and dried down. And so it should bring people to their feet, excited about people listening to my music.
Amen, amen. And we're excited about purchasing your music as well. Great.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, how can listeners contact you about any books you have or music or anything of that nature?
Okay. You can first contact my manager, Cheryl Carter, at 251-550-0556. And that's 251-550-0556. Or you can email me at aliciasingsbooking@gmail.com.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, do you have any messages or anything you want to share? Because we're actually running ahead of time. So anything that's on your heart, you want to tell someone, you know, you want to tell us anything on your heart, on your mind, you have time.
Okay. One thing that I want to tell people is Jesus is Lord. And you can do anything through Jesus Christ. In the book of Philippians, it tells us in the fourth chapter, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I feel that with all the things that's going on in the world, all the murders and all the sad things that are happening, people need to understand that we need to have more faith in God. We have, I feel, too much confidence in worldly things, and we need to have more faith in God. And I believe that's what God is trying to get us back to, get back to trusting him, get back to praying, get back to fasting. And as we all know, today a lot of people are beginning the Daniel fast, and we just need to get back to fasting and praying, because that's how Jesus gained his strength, was through fasting and praying. And I feel like that's something that we are lacking in our churches today, is really getting down on our knees and really praying to God and asking him for his help. I tell my members all the time, a lot of times we struggle more than we should is because we try to do too much on our own. We really need to just go to God and ask him for guidance. We try to do too much on our own. We lean on our own understanding, and we shouldn't do that. This is Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And that's something that we need to get back to, trusting God, believing in God, and knowing that he has us. He has our back if we just trust in him.
Amen. Now, Sister Everett, do you have a church in Mississippi?
No, I don't have a church in Mississippi yet.
Okay, okay. Excellent, all right. So is there anything else you want to share before we move on to our next interviewee, because she's already on the line? Is there anything else you want to share?
Yes, just be looking out for my music to come out this year. I'm going to be working with some awesome producers. I'm very excited about what's going to happen this year. And just contact my manager, Cheryl Carter, as I said before. I can also be looked up on Facebook under my name, Alicia Everett. And I'm just looking forward to doing great things for God and moving higher and higher in Him.
Now, Miss Everett, you're attending the Stellars, correct?
Yes, I'm looking forward to doing it. Hopefully I'll be able to do that. It's going to be the same weekend of that celebration that I'll be doing next month. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to get there. That's my intention, is to be there.
Amen. Amen. Well, Miss Everett, I really appreciate your interview with me. I was writing down some notes. I know you're an anointed woman of God. I ask that God will continue to bless you in your ministry, your family, everyone who's connected to you. And I just want to appreciate you for even taking out time to interview with me on the AfridaLoveShow.
For having me. Thank you very much. I am very excited about this opportunity. And I pray that God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Alicia Everett. Please look her up on Facebook. Please support her music. And we're going to move now to her manager, Miss Shara Carter. And let me tell you a little bit about Miss Carter. She's an entrepreneur. She's a philanthropist. She's a humanitarian, just to name a few. And since the age of 16, she was owning her own business. And it has always been a passion to own her business, operate her business. And Miss C, as she is affectionately called, is the proud manager of gospel singing sensation, Miss Alicia Everett. So we know if Miss Everett's on fire for God, we could only imagine that her manager, Sister Carter, is on fire for God. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Shara Carter. Miss Carter, are you still on the line? Hold on right quick. I'm going to have to. Miss Carter, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Alfreda. How are you tonight?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now,
very good.
Miss Shara, do you mind if I ask you some questions about managing and a little bit about music and ministry?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, please tell listeners a little bit about your music background and how you became the manager for Miss Alicia Carter, whom we just heard on the previous show.
Certainly. Well, like most, my musical background began out singing in the church, after which I became interested in several instruments. I played piano, cello, and also the drums. After playing music a little bit, I decided to get more into the music ministry, so I wanted to start promoting gospel events. So that's where my passion came from, music and management. Now, the second part of your question, you asked how I became to be Alicia's manager. I actually started managing Alicia in 2014 after meeting her at a gospel event in Mississippi, and she approached me about wanted to help her with the music ministry, so I agreed.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, great. Now, what is a song that Miss Alicia sings that really ministers to you? It could be her own song, it could be someone else's song, but what song have you heard that really touches your soul?
I have two, and I would say one is entitled, of course, Believe, and written by Alicia Everett. And the second song would be This Is My Season. Of course, that's by Pastor William Murphy. But I would say those are two of my favorite songs that I like to hear her minister in song.
Amen. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the goals you would like to accomplish as a manager.
Well, some of the goals that I would like to accomplish as a manager is first and foremost to be effective in everything that I do. I also would like to branch out, just not for gospel, but also possibly to some other elements, maybe gospel or country gospel or jazz, various other branches in addition to the gospel music industry.
Excellent. That sounds great. Okay. What projects do you have going on at this present time?
I actually have a few projects coming up for this year. One project, as Alicia mentioned, is completing her album for 2016. Also working on a tour for 2016, which will be featuring some artists. Alicia will be one of those artists that will be on board. Also some other artists that I won't mention right now, but I will do so at a later time, as well as myself working on a project also.
Okay, excellent. Now, what would you say is the most challenging aspect of being a manager?
Well, the most challenging aspect of being a manager, I would say, is understanding the needs of the client. That is the most challenging. And also, anytime you're dealing with someone, you have to get to learn them, their personality, what their expectations are. So as long as you know for certain what their needs are and you're able to meet those needs effectively and guide them in a way that that they want to go, be it mainstream gospel or be it just some people may just want to do something locally just to say that they released their, you know, their project or their CD. But as I said, just mainly knowing what their expectations are and able to help them in that manner.
Excellent. Okay. Now, how does your experience with music and managing an artist help you understand the community of listeners to book for your artist?
Well, knowing what the listeners want, I would say that's the main thing, and just gauging your artists to various genres or styles of music. Just don't let them be put in a box. A lot of times people like to say, well, I'm a traditional artist or I'm a contemporary artist. You have to know what style of music works, not only for your artist, but who they're actually targeting. Some may target the more contemporary. Some may target the more urban style of music. But just basically knowing what the listeners want and just making certain that your artist fits within those parameters.
Excellent. Now, what are some things that you would aspire to tell singers when seeking managers?
The first thing, first and foremost, when they're seeking a manager, I would say prayer. That's definitely number one. And just finding someone that understands what works for you and what your goals are, and just they're able to make that happen for you. But definitely, as I said, first and foremost is prayer.
Excellent. Okay, okay. Now, if you had one word to describe how to be an effective manager, what would it be?
Cooperation.
That's right. And why?
Why? Because you have to be on that mutual page. I mean, if you can't cooperate, you might as well stop now. You have to have that mutual respect, that mutual trust factor on both parts, manager as well as artist. And as long as you can cooperate, the sky's the limit.
That's right. That's right. Now, is there anything else you would like to share on the ministry that has not been shared or something that's on your heart that you would like to share?
I believe I did mainly say it all. I just want to reiterate again, please look out for the tour for 2016. It will take place towards the latter part of the year, between the month of September and October. We have an awesome lineup. We're going to go to about 25 cities. Mainly we're hitting all the major cities that are in the area. We'll also do a few maybe hometown cities. Alicia's hometown will be one. My hometown will be another. And we're just looking to just carry it to the masses. And prayerfully, we know that God's hand is on it. We're looking to carry this for our...
Excellent. Now, how can individuals contact you or your artist, Miss Alicia?
Personally, they can contact Alicia, as she mentioned, on Facebook, Alicia Everett. You can also contact her via email, AliciaSings, with the S at the end, booking, at gmail.com. Again, AliciaSings, booking, at gmail.com. Now, if you want to reach out to me, you can email me personally at gift, that's G-I-F as in Frank, T-Tom, 8131 at gmail.com. Again, that's gift, G-I-F-T, 8131 at gmail.com. You can also reach me on Twitter at gift, 8132, or you can contact me at 251-550-0556.
Excellent. And please let me know when you guys have those tours and things like that, or if you need more gospel artists, because we have some gospel artists that I know of as well. Okay?
Awesome. I certainly will do that.
All right. Thank you.
Well,
I want to thank you and Miss Alicia for taking out your busy schedules to interview on the Afrida Love Show. And if you have any more artists or any more gospel individuals who would like to come on the show, please let me know.
I certainly will, and thank you again for the opportunity, Afrida.
Thank you, and bless you both.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Alicia and Miss Carter, her manager. And please continue to support their ministries. Look out for the tours that they're going to have. And so just please be sure to support them in a big, big way. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Afrida Love Show on tonight. And I ask that God bless each and every one of you who are listening, those who will listen, and those who are coming to listen. Amen. We finished rather early, but that's good. And so we're going to go ahead and go into our announcements. Then after our announcements, we're going to bid you good night. But first, I need to tell you this, as God is speaking. Remember, it is your decision to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a church to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you are the church. We are the church. And so because the church is in the heart, that means that everywhere you go, that is your church. So if you're going around upset, angry, spreading things about people, then that's not your church. So we're going to have to build a church within our hearts. That's why God says that the word should be hidden in our hearts, right? And so if it's hidden in our hearts, then that's really in our church. Think about it, okay? So at this particular time, it is your decision to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my prayer is that you would accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? Because we need God. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, we all need God, and we need him each and every second of our lives. It's very, very important that we continue to have God at the forefront, behind us, on the side of us. We need God. We need the covering of God. I can't reiterate it enough. Parents, pray for your kids. Adults, pray for the youth. It's very important. The enemy of deception, the enemy of defeat is trying to destroy our youth. And when I say our youth, we're not talking about just one particular culture. We're talking about all the youth, demons and spirits. Amen. And so you're going to have to pray out those demons and spirits. Amen. And there is such a thing as demons and spirits, and you have to pray them off of your children. It's very important this day and age, at this particular hour, that we pray for our youth. And you're going to understand why in a couple of weeks. It's very important. You have to pray for these young people. You have to pray that God will be at the head and the tail of their lives, and on the front, the back, the side, both sides. And you cover your children before they go to school. Cover them when they come home. Cover them wherever they go. It's very important. It's very important. It doesn't matter how young they are. It doesn't matter how old they are. Pray for your children. It's very important. You, young people, I'm saying this to you. I'm pleading with you. Give God some of your time. God said we're not even worried about money right now. We need to give God. We need to acknowledge that God is real. Amen. Give God some of your time on Sunday mornings. Find prayer time. Find a church. Ride with somebody to church. It's time. God says that liberation time has come. We are waiting on a move of God, young people. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you haven't been listening, and some of you are listening now, and this is your first time, praise God. We're waiting on a move of God. We're expecting a move of God. And I want to make sure that each young person is at the right place, and have been at the right place to receive a divine restoration from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That means that God is going to put you back on the right road so that you can experience success in your young lives. It's very important. I love youth, as you probably can tell by now. But God says it's time for the adults to take responsibility and pray over these children. It's very important, whether they're in college, whether they're in school. God says 18 and below, they need prayer, because some of them, bless their hearts, are not praying unto God. And God says it's like going into, he says it's like being in the military on the front line without anything. You don't have the word of God. You don't have your protective covering. You're just there. And by the grace of God, you're able to survive. But God says it's very important, because the world is a war. It's very important that you cover your kids. And when I say cover your kids, I'm not talking about with jackets. They need jackets, too, because it's a little nippy out. But God says with the word of God, if you don't believe in God, cover your kids with God. Amen? Because they're going to need it. Believe me, I'm telling you this in advance. Save your children. Save their souls. Pray for them. The enemy wants to defeat them. The enemy is winning. I didn't want to say that with some of our youth. Pray for their minds, pray for their hearts, pray for their feet, pray for their hands, pray for the protection of God to be around these young people. And many of you will say, I wonder what this lady is talking about. You will understand it better by and by. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter how old your child is. If you don't believe in God, pray for them. If you don't read your Bible, begin for them. It don't have to be for you. It's not even about you anymore. It's about saving your children. And it's very important. If you're not taking them to church, have church at home. If you don't want to go to church, fine. Have church at home. Let them know who God is. God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleading with you. Cover your children. You can be an atheist, whatever you want to be. It's not even about us anymore. It's about the kids. It's about the youth. It's about, they're not even the future. They're what's going on now. And it's very important that you pray for your children. Whether you believe in God or not, take one for the team and pray for your kids. Every last one of them. Every child that you know, you need to be praying for them. Those you don't know, you need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for them. Amen? Amen. I just had to tell you that. But it's yours to accept or reject. That's the whole point. And so if you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life, he can lead and guide you in the right direction. If you reject it, I'm not promising you a second chance, because I can't even promise you the next second. But I can promise you that God is a God of a second chance. And if you have a second chance, please take it. Please take it. Amen? Amen. Now then, let's go to announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or click on the ifreedomloveshow.com. That's ifreedalovesh.com. Click on Love Radio and you will be whoop. There it is. Amen. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook Afreda Love at AlfredaLove, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at em_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, as well as just interact with you and just work on some things, and that would be wonderful. Amen, says the Lord. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for every last one of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And when you pray, be specific. Amen, because we all know what each family member needs. We all know that. call their names and pray for them one by one, and I want you to mean it. I want you to be sincere about it, and I want you to pray for them first. Amen. Deny yourself to pray for your family. Pray for their kids. Pray for their careers. Pray for their finances. Pray for their spirits. Pray for your family. Put them all in one line. Or you say, well, my family's spread out. That's okay. Put them all in one line in your mind. Praise God. Praise God. Now then, but don't forget to pray for yourself. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. You have to encourage yourself. You have to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Call your name, Afrida Emmanuel Love, the radio host, God's blessing. Amen. Call your name. And when you call your name, I need you to pray unto God, and I need you to believe, like Sister Alicia said. She wrote a song that says believe. I need you to believe. I need you to have some crazy belief because God can do everything. Then, guess what? After you pray for your family and you pray for yourself, pray for those you don't know. Amen. How do you do that? Just start praying. I pray for whichever state. Just call out all 50 states and you'll cover everybody. Call out the continents and all these other places. Call them out and you'll have everybody covered. Everybody take 2 states per night. I guarantee you we'll cover everybody. I guarantee you the crime rates will go down. I guarantee you people will start loving everybody. If everybody would do it, call it the love affair around the world. The love affair around the world. That's what I'm calling this. And everybody who listens, everybody who participates, I want you to Facebook me. I want you to inbox me. Most of y'all Facebook me and inbox me just because of your status, who you are, and things of that nature. But some kind of way, communicate with me. We're having a love affair all around the world. Take 2 states and pray for each person. Well, I don't know their name. I don't either. So, therefore, pray for the whole state. Pray for those, everybody. Say, everybody in that state, pray for them. I guarantee you, because we're waiting on the shifting of God, God says this is part of the shifting, is being obedient. It's called a love affair around the world. Pray for 2 states. You don't have to know everybody's name. When you go up, when you go places, do you have to know everybody's name to smile? You don't. You just smile at them. And then if you want to connect, you talk to them. That's it. So God is calling us to something higher. He says it's called a love affair around the world. Each day, pick 2 states. All the way to December, God's will. I guarantee you, you'll stop hearing about murders. You'll stop hearing about riots. You'll stop hearing about Black Lives Matter. You'll stop hearing about people scared to go places. You'll stop hearing about mass shootings. Amen. So, if you want to participate, it is yours to accept or reject. It's called a love affair around the world, God says. You pick 2 states and you pray. But guess what? Charity starts at home. That's why I'm telling you, before I even said that, to pray for your family. Pray for yourself. And then I said pray for those you don't know. And that's when you take those 2 states per day and you pray for each person in those states. I guarantee you, everybody's not going to pick the same state. If we could do that and cover everybody, I guarantee you it's going to be quiet in this world. I guarantee you there will be peace that surpasses all understanding. People not going to know what happened. Just like they're not going to know what happened when Jesus bring his favor, grace, and mercy. They're not going to have any idea. They're going to say, Lord, what happened? Why is everything so smooth? Why are people loving each other? What in the world is, why are atheists turning into Baptists? Amen. Why are atheists turning from the world and turning to God? Because I told you that Jesus is coming with favor and grace. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, while we have this love affair around the world, whew, I'm excited. Whew. Okay, let me breathe. Whew. All right. Make sure that you pull out your calendars. Get out your calendars. And no, it's not my birthday. My birthday was December the 18th, and I'm still celebrating. Get out your calendars. February 18th through the 20th is Stella Awards. Guys, support our gospel artists. These are the gospel artists who work so hard and put their soul, bless their hearts, they put their soul into the music, and they have an anointing. You heard Sister Alicia, and you heard her manager when she said she loves to minister unto the people, and we need to take everything to God. Those particular strong words happen to be in some of the songs that these artists are writing and that we're listening to. And let's all be real. these songs help make us feel better because it's nothing but the word of God. That's what it is. It's uplifting words of God. It's the true meaning of who God is. So February the 18th through the 20th, please support, amen, these gospel artists. And the Stellars always do a great job of putting on events, and it's well organized and everything. It's just nice, just a nice event to be a part of. Praise God. All right. In addition to that, let's go to our websites, the fun part, amen, afrida.hubpages.com, amen. This is the page where you will find articles that I'm going to write, such as about last night, Mr. Steve Harvey, Miss Universe, television and TV shows, celebrities, teachings. You have many different things on here. Amen. So they're making room now so that I can write more blogs. Be sure to check this out, afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure. Now we're going to the website, afridaloveshow.com, and I have about 10 new people. So all of my veteran people, just hang on. Amen. But I still want you to go there as well, afridaloveshow.com. When you get on this page, you're going to see a lot of things going on, because guess what? We're on fire from God. You see a lot of red because we're on fire for God. Amen? Amen. That's what the I Free to Love show is all about, magnifying who God is and uplifting his people. Amen. So it says, welcome to the ifreetoloveshow.com. And on this page, you'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's in the film and gospel. So if you need gospel artists, you have Sister Bradford and you have Sister LaShawn McLemore. She's another artist. And, yes, this is the number one gospel show in my house. It really is. It is. Amen. Then you see Love Radio. So you click on Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Just click on it. You don't have to type in nothing. I just have it easy for you. Just click on it, and whoop, there it is. You are on her website. And I'm going to let you go through her website, because, see, I went through her website last time. It's your turn now. Go through her website. Become familiar with who she is, because God's going to do some great things in her life. Become familiar with her music. Support her music. Amen. She has some great music. She was in Texas a couple of weeks ago, and she blessed us very well. She's a very sweet lady. Be sure to support this young lady. Then we have Sister LaShawn. She has such a sweet spirit. She's another artist that I'm associated with. She has ministry and gospel. Amen. And she has an eager heart, and she's willing, and she's ready. Amen. So look at her website. She has a lot of things going on. She has some clips of her music and everything like that. Amen. So support Sister LaShawn McLemore. She's an upcoming artist. You know, she's a people person. She's really good at what she does because God has anointed her. So she has a show that's coming up, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to ask her if she would post it. Please, if you're in her vicinity, go out and support this young lady. She has a beautiful voice. Amen. If you click on her name or Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's name, you can hear their voices. You can hear their vocals. I told them, I said, y'all need to teach me how to sing, because I don't sing. That is not my gift. Singing is just not. It's just not. Some of these people say, I've been singing since I was three. Well, at three, I wasn't singing. I don't know what I was doing. I was playing the piano. Amen. So become familiar with these artists. Amen. Both of these young ladies. And if you have, if you need gospel music, email me, emonyalove@yahoo.com. We have it. If you need it, we have it. So please be sure to do that. All right. Once again, February 18th through the 20th is Stellar Awards. As I said before, this is a very great occasion. It's kind of like church. I feel like I'm at church. It's just a big church with a whole bunch of people who can sing. And I'm glad they can sing, and they're not asking me to sing. Amen. Amen. So February 18th through the 20th, I call it church. I call it a revival, because I need a revival at this time. And you have those artists up on stage, and they just singing away. Then they have forums. They're talking about how they came into gospel, how God called them, propelled them into the gospel industry. Amen. So it's a little church on the 18th through the 20th. Amen. That's what I need, a revival. Praise God. Now then, if you need a speaker, whoop, there it is. Click it. You'll see the bio. Then Love's interview. I had an opportunity to be interviewed by the Hispanic Chamber. I'm the last one on the interviews. But watch those other interviews as well, because those are some magnificent young people who are doing great things. Praise God. Some of my youth. School tutorial site. You need help? Whoop, there it is. Just let me know. Let me know. Amen. We'll see what we can do. Upcoming events. Once again, the Stella Award Show. I call it a church revival. Amen. I wish they call it the church revival, because that's exactly what it is. You have all of these gospel artists, once again, who can sing. And, whew, Lord, I'm getting excited listening, just thinking about it. Okay, radio station, you want to connect with me? Boop, there's another avenue. Just click on Love Radio. Join me for this relative spiritual ministry. Within this ministry, you're going to find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionaries, actors, actress, and community leaders. And God says that he's calling some ministers. He says he's quickening their feet to the show. Praise God. To the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Then we have a spiritual guide to go. Amen. This is a guide that the Lord blessed me to write. Amen. And with this particular guide, it talks about how we as Christians have to perfect our walk every day, because we're imperfect people. There's nobody on this earth who is perfect. So be sure to pick up your copy. It's only like $7 and something. Amen. Pick up your copy, and thank you so much in advance. All right. So on the homepage, that's the homepage. Now let's talk about the venue. The radio station is an outlet for conversation with people from all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And the mission of this radio ministry is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. Amen. And you see some of these events that I've attended. I told you. It's like going to a revival. It's a mini church. Amen. Then upcoming events, the Stella Music Awards. Amen. And some pictures of some smiling faces. Praise God. At freetoloveshow.com. To the artists and media, and thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You did it today. Thank you so much. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love. That's AlfredaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, come events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. I told you about music, and if you have film and you need actress, let us know. Email me. Feel free to do so. Amen. So that's about the venue. Location and contact. If you have some comments, you want to contact me, there are two ways. There are multiple ways to do it, but on this particular site, there are two ways. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And I put that in lowercase on purpose, because I want you to know that I'm a humble person, and I'm very open to helping people, and that being reciprocated as well. And I'm very open to speaking with people, so I humble myself. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are, I humble myself. And that's one of the things that God taught me. He said, humble yourself, amen, in the ministry of God, and you will go far. And so when I began with this radio ministry, God taught me humbleness. He says, be humble in everything that you do. He says, that is the first principle of your path, of your journey. So God says, when you go places, he says, teach people humbleness, whether you're on air, whether you're giving a speech, whatever you do, he says, always be humble. So that's why it's in lowercase. I know it's supposed to be in uppercase, but I put it in lowercase to let you know that I am available. And I'm talking to the Lord as well, but also to let you know that I am available. Now, send a comment or review. Put your name, email, subject, and message. And then do not forget to click submit. It's very important. Click submit. Gospel artists in the industry. These are some of the lovely faces in the industry. Amen. Be sure to support these individuals. They do such a great job of ministering unto us. And, you know, they just bless our souls and our spirits. There's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford right there. Be sure to support her music. God is going to do something special in her life, as I always say. And not just because I know Eddie Ruth, it's just because of what the Lord said. Amen. And when the Lord says it, it happens. That settles it. And also, Sister LaShawn, I'm going to add her picture here. Be sure to connect with these two young ladies and their music. Amen. They have some great music. They're very anointed by God, but also these other artists as well. Amen. Be sure to support their music. God is going to do some great things within the shifting and with his coming. Then we look at the links. These are the different links. Once again, we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and we have Sister LaShawn. All you got to do, whoop, there it is, click on it, and you're on those two ladies' sites. Be sure, you know, to connect with them if you need, you know, gospel music, things of that nature. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. There's a spiritual guide on the go. Click on it. Whoop, there it is. You can purchase a spiritual guide on the go, and it's exactly what it says, because it's a short guide, but it's a powerful word inside. be sure to pick it up. Radio station, once again, there's an outlet. If you land on this page and say, oh, I lost the radio station. No, you didn't. Click on that button and whoop, there it is. You're right there at the radio station. Love Comedy and Entertainment. This is one of my Facebook pages. I need to keep it updated, but these are some of the events that go on. Amen. LinkedIn, amen. LinkedIn is where a lot of professionals connect with me. Amen. And we connect on LinkedIn, and we have different projects that we do together. We throw different events, and we're getting ready to set up some events as well. So be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Connect with me. Thank you so much. Loves media and event coverage, especially when I attend events. I'm going to post a lot of things about those events, so be sure, whoop, there it is, click on it. You're right there. Cool, some articles we've written. Click on it. Whoop, there it is. Love, Live Jesus Ministry. Announcements about the ministry will be right there. Whoop, there it is. Amen? Amen. All right. Meet artist Eddie Ruth Braff. If you look on this page while you're reading her bio, you can hear her songs. I believe Sister Eddie Ruth has 4 songs on here. And this first song is Blessed to Be a Blessing. Amen? Listen to it real quick. I'm going to listen to about 20 seconds of it. Blessed to be a blessing, I am. All right. You see there? That's what I'm saying. That's that good music that really ministers to your soul. Amen. Then you have Meet Radio Host Dr. Harriet Love. Amen. You have a little video there. You don't have any music because I am not a gospel artist. The Lord did not call me to sing, so I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that he did. But guess what? I'm going to bring a little of my radio on this page, and we're going to have some shows going back to back every time somebody click on there. Amen? Because that's what God called me to do, to interview and to be an MC on the radio, on the MIC, and to speak to gospel artists and entertainers. That's what God called me to do, to be a reporter and a publicist and all that. That's what God, manager, that's what God called me to do. God didn't call me to sing, and so I'm not a singer. But anyway, Meet Dr. Alfreda Love. There's a little bio about me and all that good stuff and some things I've done in my life. Amen, praise God. School matters, these are some subjects that we speak on. Amen, religion, of course. Okay, and workshops are interactive and provide tools that can be utilized within the sector of organizations, schools, and churches. So be sure to connect with me, Alfreda E. Okay. Whew, I'm feeling good tonight. Okay, Love's Author Corner, amen. These are some of the books here. Be sure to look at all those books. I'm going to have to move around some of these booklets because they're stacked on top of their titles, but that's okay. Be sure to support these books and these authors. And if you have any books that you would like to add, I need to reach out to someone from Dallas who had sent me his book because I need him on my show. Be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to put your book on the Alfreda Love Show website.com. Amen. Health and Human Performance, as I said before, this particular page holds true. It is true. No matter how much I change it, it's going to be true. And so I'm going to leave it up here for another week maybe, and then we'll change it. Amen. Entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers that you see around. We have from gospel all the way to entertainment and things of that nature. So here are some individuals. So just make sure that you support their networks when you see these individuals on shows and things of that nature. Not just these individuals. I have many more that I'm getting ready to add. And there's Sister Eddie Ruth Braff again. Praise the Lord. All right, be sure to check out her website, and also Sister LaShawn McLemore. Amen. Praise God. Then we have R&B, Rhythm and Blues. There's Sister Faith and Sister Bulawami. You remember her from Empire, and she was on Sunday Best. She's a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And there is Sister Mary J. Blige over there. Look like she looking over here at us. Amen. There's Sister Mary J. So, you know, support this type of music. Support these artists, because guess what? Even in the R&B world, God still loves them, as well as their gift, because he's the one that gave it to them. Amen? Amen. Then meet Sister LaShawn McLemore. She has such a sweet spirit. When you get on her page, you will hear her music as well. Let me turn it up a little bit so you can hear it. All right, so as you read her bio, then you can hear some of her music playing. Praise God. That's Sister LaShawn McLemore. She's also a minister. Amen? And she's going to be having a couple events coming up. And so be sure to support her music as well. Amen. Amen. All right. So now we're back. Okay? All right. So I want to once again just thank you all for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. As I said before, feel free to listen to the ministry, join the ministry. I have a lot of you that are just spread out everywhere, but you're listening to the ministry. I thank you so much. I thank my co-hosts. I thank each of my family and my friends. I thank God most of all because he makes everything possible. God has done so much with this ministry, this show. I mean, he's done, wow, it's unbelievable. It's so unbelievable that God is causing things to happen within the ministry. And, I mean, it's the people that he's sending, it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. But I thank God and I praise God because this ministry, as I said before, this really keeps me going. As far as when I say keeps me going, the word of God keeps me going because you always have to make sure that you stay anchored in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I love this radio station because it's anointed by God. It's appointed by God. It is God's. God is only allowing me to be on this particular station. But this is all God. This is none of me. None of this is me, the word, not even the word of God. When I get on here and tell you that I'm giving the word, that is God. Amen. When I get on here and tell you we're getting ready to interview guests, that is the gift of God through these people. I don't own anything on the AfridaLoveShow.com. God is all over this. It belongs to God. He's allowing me to oversee this ministry. This belongs to God, I'm telling you. And God has, he's going to take this ministry places that I've never imagined. And thank God I get to go along. Amen. It's just, it's wonderful. It's powerful. The people who God is sending, he's sending, God says, I only send my best. Amen. And it's not a competition and it's not, you know, God says, I only touch and send the best. Amen. And so when we talk about that, God is talking about those who use their gift. Everybody has a gift, whatever it is, but you have to use it. And God says those who are using their gifts will be like magnets to his kingdom or anything he has. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So I want to once again thank Sister Alicia Everett and her manager, Miss Shara Carter, for even stopping by. I know their schedules are hectic. I want to thank them, and I want to continue to ask you to reach out to these two young ladies. Because they have a magnificent ministry. They have sweet spirits. Their souls are great. So be sure to reach out to them. Amen. And remember, on tomorrow, God's will, we're praying with love and power. I'm going to look. I need to begin to write down all of my interviewees. But we're praying with love and power. I'm going to make sure that we're not interviewing anyone tomorrow. And then afterwards, we're going to have the announcements, of course, and the doors of the house of the Lord is open and all that good stuff, then I'm going to bid you good night. But we're all going to pray around the world with love and power. Remember what I said about the love affair around the world. Pray for two states. Everybody, God says, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook, God says, pray for two states until December, God's will. Amen. God says, pray. Pray for their health. Pray for their finances. Pray for their children. Amen. Pray for their spirits because God is getting ready to come in. And don't be afraid. This is nothing to be afraid of. Oh, my gosh, the world is not getting ready to end. But God is getting ready to come in. Amen. And he said it's not going to be by fire. He said it's not going to be by water. He said it's going to be by the Spirit, his favor, grace, and his mercy. He says he's not bringing any fire this time. Not bringing the water. He's bringing favor, grace, and mercy. Amen? So we know that we are not Israel. God says he's not coming. His wrath is not coming. He says vengeance are not mine. He says but the people of God are. And that's who he's coming to see about. Many of us have been just waiting on God. Many people have been crying. Many people need healing. There are people in the hospital right now who need a touch from God. There are people right now who need to be liberated, revived, because their souls are dead. But God is coming. That's the expectancy. He's coming. But he says he's not coming by fire. He's not coming by water. He says it's his favor, grace, and mercy that's coming unto the people of God. And you, your proof is going to be, first of all, you. God says charity starts at home. He's going to start with the you. And then you're going to be looking around, and all these things are happening. The people are going to be telling you praise reports. People are going to be telling you how the Lord got into their finances. Breakthroughs. I'm telling you, God is already working in mine. I had some good news today. Amen. Some good news. But you have to trust and believe. Like Miss Alicia said, she said, believe in God. Amen. Amen. I know God is real. There's nothing pretentious. It's not a fairy tale. It's not make-believe. It's not a cliche. God is real, y'all. And when God says he's coming back to seal by his children with favor, grace, and mercy, he's coming back. He said, it's no fire. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the flood. He's coming back with favor, grace, and mercy. He says, the sun has got to shine in this dark world, in this time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Some of you are going to get blessed because of who you're connected with. That's what God said. Some of us don't even deserve nothing. But God says he wants us to get a sample. Those who are out of the ark, or those who need a second chance, he's going to give you a sample. It's kind of like when you go to Sam's and, you know, there's a lot of samples around, enough to want to buy it. Well, it's going to be enough for you to want your soul to be connected with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Mm-mm-mm. Good, good, good. Amen. Amen. And so I'm excited. So when I get on here and I'm excited, I'm not going to say just ignore it because that's a spirit. You need that same spirit so that you can make it and you can see clearly what the Lord is trying to show you so you can hear. But when you're angry and full of anger, you miss out on what God is saying because you're looking at that storm. You're looking at the demons instead of looking at Jesus. Amen? So once again, young people, remember what I said. Pray. You have to pray for yourself. You can have Big Mama and Daddy and everybody else praying for you, but you're going to have to pray for yourself. You got to trust God. You got to believe in God. It's very important. Amen? Amen. We're going to let that alone tonight. But remember, we're going to pray tomorrow for our youth as well. We're going to pray for their parents. It's time. I'm telling you in advance. Pray over your children. Pray over your children before they leave home. When they get home, pray over them. It's very important. If you don't know God, read the word, and God will connect with you. Amen? Amen. So without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Afrida Love on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves. But reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.